In Greece, authorities say lighter winds today helped crews tame a wildfire that came within miles of the center of Athens. The blaze killed at least one person and forced multiple evacuations across the city's suburbs. Residents returned today to find their homes reduced to ash. And as winds pick back up this afternoon, the region is again on high alert. Sangeeta Lal of Independent Television News reports.
The roots are still burning beneath the soil here, even though the inferno has passed. There is a constant threat this earth could ignite again and cause even more damage. There's little to salvage for families who return today, and little comfort for Thanasis, who used to work in this factory. He came back to pay tribute to his friend, 62-year-old Nadia, who was trapped inside as the wildfires engulfed the building. He'd known her for 25 years. The last time I spoke to her was yesterday at 3 o'clock, Thanasis tells me, and she told me we were burning, we're on fire. He says there was a fire, I don't know if she came out or not. Then at night, I learned she died. The owner of this house only bought it last year, but nothing in this suburb could escape the flames. Not even the metal in this car could stand the heat.
We don't have the forest anymore.
Angelos has lived here for more than 40 years. He says the smoke was so thick, he couldn't see the flames were so close.
It traveled so fast, like every second, 20 meters, new fire here, new fire there, new fire there. In five seconds, I think it took a distance like 100 meters. Now the whole north part of Attica is totally burned again.
Is this what you're worried about?
This is what I'm worried about. Now it starts again, and the whole thing here, I don't know what will happen.
40-mile-an-hour gusts are forecast over the next few days, and firefighters are racing to extinguish the terrain that's become a tinderbox after prolonged drought and Greece's hottest June and July on record.
Well, crews have just arrived here to soak smouldering land and going back over houses that were saved from the fires yesterday. We've heard them on the radio asking for more fire engines to turn up because they need more water. The reason they are here is because of the high winds later. If they don't soak these houses, if they don't soak the land, they could catch fire again.
The skies over Athens have cleared, but the risk remains. In a country used to tackling wildfires, but never so close to the centre of Greece's capital, with concerns now this could become the new reality here.
That report from Sangeeta Lal of Independent Television News.